Let's go back to the memory moment line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, George. My name is Dotsie. I'm calling from Kenner, Louisiana.
Hi.
It's ironic that you mentioned the martial law on American soil, because I was calling about a post-Katrina memory. I was actually here. I stayed in town because I thought my house was strong enough for the sake of my pets, as did several of my neighbors. It was really, God was very good to me. We survived. It was truly unbelievable. But the big shock was, I lived in a very prosperous suburb named Metairie. I was like three blocks from where you saw the helicopters pulling people off once they were bussed.
Yes.
Up in the interstate. I don't know if you remember that. I actually lived three blocks from there, and the whole city was just complete destruction. This was a prosperous suburb. It was just unbelievable. It was just incredible. But then about 4 days into it, people started walking down that main street like zombies. It was like Dr. Zhivago. And we had a landline. One of the neighbors had a landline that was working on and off. And I said, I got to call. I got to know. Are we under martial law? And I called and got through. And I said, I don't know why I have to know this. Are we under martial law? She said, oh, yeah, honey. We're under martial law. And it was that thump in my stomach, just like, I don't know why. I mean, there are troops. They're here to protect us. But one of the things that would be good for you to investigate is stuff that happened. There was rumors that we heard, those of us here, that Blackwater was killing people in the city. Bullet to the head, jonesing mostly African-American males. That's something you really need to look into. You said you hoped the troops wouldn't act that way. I'm afraid your hopes probably would be dashed if you were here for Katrina. I'm still trying to recover. When I hear helicopters at night, I can't stop my heart from racing.
Was there panic out there?
You know what it was? We were all like zombies. I was in a suburb. I think an interesting subject for you might be what really happened in town, because there was very strange stuff going on, and we heard rumors, those of us here, but there was just literally no communication. We were safe out here in this in Jefferson as much as we could be, but it was because of just incredible heroic people, heroic deputies. We had a crazy Chinese sheriff that just really recently died, and he had a reputation that he would kill you. We don't know what happened, but we did hear that in town it was, quote, like Mogadishu.
What's the city like now down in New Orleans?
It's very bad. The public areas that, you know, the city needs money. So you hear about the Mardi Gras, and you hear about JSS, and God bless the people who come. The depression, the anger, the exhaustion of people who've worked all of their lives. You know, I read the blogs, like I'm trying to collect a divorce settlement from a person in New York, a doctor, so that I can get on with my life. I'm in my second FEMA trailer in a FEMA trailer park, and FEMA's trying to throw me out. I've paid taxes all my life. 30 years of having my check ripped in half, and you go hat in hand to these people to ask you, please don't make me homeless. And even now I have the crummiest job. I'm doing the best I can. I'm overwhelmed. I even had to quit therapy because the woman kept, you know, she couldn't help me cope on a daily basis. And I'm not alone. The people I talk to, I'm a waitress, are depressed, angry, upset. I think it was swept under the carpet in some ways because a lot of people, I don't think they could cope with what you have to cope with on a daily basis. I think there were lots of people who just died because they couldn't do it. Suicide is very high. You know, like they just opened a supermarket in an upscale, it was part of the city, but right. It was like Leave It to Beaver, but high income, and they just opened their first supermarket. If you were to come down here and look, it's still devastation in all directions, and I think people can't deal with the fact that a major part of the, basically the South was wiped out.
Well, you see, and this is what bothers me.
If just somebody would call and befriend a person in this area, I'm telling you, that alone would help.
Why isn't our government doing anything about this? I mean, they're spending billions of dollars in Iraq.
They're so disorganized, George, you wouldn't believe it. I get a new person every month. You know, this month they were wearing brown shirts that said Homeland Security. Oh. I'm like, I ask him questions. I don't know. I'm like, do you know anything? No, I guess you could call the 800 number.
Well, and let me tell you what bothers me the most. What bothers me the most is you'll have politicians show up during this tragedy, right? They get on film. They get on camera. And then they leave, and you never hear about it again from them. I mean, they just show up for show. And there's something wrong with that. And, you know, it's time to start thinking about people. I'm telling you, this part of my crusade in 2008 is gonna keep plodding away at that. And if we got to start naming names and pointing fingers, maybe we ought to do that. We've got a responsibility to humans. And, you know, if you're like me, you get to the point where you get kind of fed up with just the way everything seems to be going with some of these leaders, and they don't seem to care about you. And, you know, we're going to have our fun and our entertaining shows. I think every once in a while we got to take a step back and point out the real truth on what's going on here before we lose everything.